Hey, listeners, before we get to this episode of Problem Solvers, here is a word from our sponsor.
How should you engage with your audience? The answer is in every way you can. And Outgrow provides you with so many options. With Outgrow, you can build your own tools, calculators, assessments, chatbots, and recommendation engines to grow your business. Outgrow's ready-to-use templates, powerful integrations, analytics, and segmentation options are built for the modern marketer. To check it out, just go to outgrow.co/real. Again, that is outgrow.co/real, R-E-A-L, real. And good news for you, Problem Solvers listeners will get a special 30-day free trial with no card required. Again, go to outgrow.co/real today to grow your business.
And now, on with the show.
From Entrepreneur Media, this is Problem Solvers, a show in which entrepreneurs do what entrepreneurs do best, solve unexpected problems in their business.
We were completely wrong.
And I'm just like, it's not selling.
It was like, we have to start from scratch.
I'm Jason Pfeiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine.
The first part of this year, for so many entrepreneurs, was a year of cuts, of cutting back, of trying to diminish expenses because you didn't know what was going to happen in your business and you didn't know what was going to happen in the world. And you certainly had no idea if money that you were spending today was ever going to come back to you tomorrow. And so we cut everything that we could. And then a crazy thing happened. And that thing is that we discovered that some of those cuts actually led to great gains, that we didn't need all the things that we were paying for or doing or all these excesses, that in fact, there were simpler, better, more efficient ways to do almost everything. And after hearing about this from so many entrepreneurs, I thought to myself, you know, this would make a great subject for a Six Ways page. Six Ways, in case you don't know it, it's a page that appears in every issue of Entrepreneur Magazine. It's where we ask six entrepreneurs for how they did or thought about or approached or experienced the same thing, right? So one topic that's very common and then six different ways to approach it. And so for the December issue of Entrepreneur Magazine, I wanted to put together a Six Ways to Get More from Less, six stories. And so I started asking around and found some amazing, awesome anecdotes. People that, for example, used to spend thousands of dollars on social media advertising, but then realized that they could launch a brand ambassador program for like far less and actually get much more. Talked to someone who was used to wining and dining clients, super expensive, and then discovered that actually sending them curated care packages just accomplished the same thing of maintaining that relationship, and it was far cheaper. There were also people who just cut back on the kinds of things that they did in the office. Of course, don't need that anymore. There was a really interesting one of a person who had cut back on the way that they operated their store. They used to keep the store open all the time, allow for walk-ins, and they moved to appointments only. This is for a wig store, and it actually led to far better business because then you're only dealing with people who actually definitely want wigs instead of people who are just like wandering around looking at wigs for whatever reason you'd be doing that. Anyway, here's why I'm telling you all this. I had one opening in this six ways. I got five. I was looking for the sixth, something really great. And I thought, as I sometimes do, maybe I'll just post this on social media. Maybe I'll just ask people. If you follow me on Instagram or LinkedIn, you will see these from time to time. And if you don't, for whatever it's worth, on LinkedIn, I'm just my name, Jason Pfeiffer, Pfeiffer. On Instagram, I'm at Hey Pfeiffer, at Pfeiffer. So follow me. Anyway, I sometimes post saying, hey, who's got a great story about this or that? And so I said, hey, who's got a great story about cutting back and finding an unexpected gain? And oh boy, the stories flooded in because this is such a common experience these days. So much cutting back, so much gaining. And after seeing all of these responses, I thought, well, I can't just pick one and put it in the magazine and be done with it. Although I did have to pick one and put it in the magazine and be done with that. But then I said, hey, everybody else, send me some audio telling me about these great cuts and these great gains so that I can share them with your voices on Problem Solvers. And the reason I want to do that is simple. Because when you hear all of this, when you hear these great stories, it's going to start forcing you to rethink how you are spending and the ways in which you might be able to realize all sorts of great gains by doing something that you might have thought before was actually going to be harmful. But it's not. It's not harmful. It's actually great. So here's what we're going to do on this episode of Problem Solvers. I'm going to play for you some of the responses I get because, oh, I got plenty of them. This is the great insight, I think, of this pandemic. It's forced us to consider the things that we hadn't considered or wouldn't consider before. So today on Problem Solvers, cuts and gains. When you're running a business, you are constantly solving problems. And what you definitely don't want to do is create problems. And you know what creates problems? Complicated systems, QuickBooks, spreadsheets. You don't need that. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite. Stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it. You can ditch the spreadsheets and all the old software you've outgrown because now is the time to upgrade to NetSuite by Oracle. It is the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more. It is everything you need all in one place instantaneously. So whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite and join over 22,000 companies using NetSuite. So how you do it? Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/problem solvers. Again, schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/problem solvers. One more time, netsuite.com/problem solvers. All right, we're back. So here we go. We're going to start sharing some of the stories of entrepreneurs who made cuts and discovered great gains. Let's start with this one.
Good morning, Jason. This is Katie from Jackson Meat in Hutchinson, Kansas. And during COVID, we were forced to shut our doors to help mitigate the spread of cases from customers to staff. And because we did that, we gained customer convenience, confidence, and a heightened sense of trust from our customer base. And after shutting our doors and having a spike in phone orders, Jenny and Drew realized that they needed to take the store online in order to move forward with COVID in general and the convenience our customers will need from here on out. So by shutting our doors and cutting back on customers in our store, we moved forward for ourselves in the technology space and gained a lot of trust from our customer base during the height of COVID.
Here's why I love what I just heard there. Would it have been better to just be able to keep the doors open and operate as usual? Yeah, perhaps. Then it would have been very convenient. Everyone could have just popped into the store whenever they wanted. I'm not saying that you should have been closing your doors, but because their doors were always open, because they were thinking of themselves as a shop that serves the people who walk into the doors, apparently they never considered going online. They didn't see a reason to, but there's so much value in doing something like that. And now you're being forced to consider the things you hadn't considered before. Think about that. Maybe, you know, selling online is an obvious solution, but there are millions of less obvious solutions, millions of things that you could be doing to serve your customers better that you hadn't even considered. Because why would you? Because the status quo was working just fine. Well, guess what? Now, status quo, gone. And so now it's time to figure things out. Things like what happens when the doors close? And you can still serve your customers in other ways by thinking about your business differently. Now here's someone who discovered that same lesson, but in a very different industry. She runs a company that serves female entrepreneurs with news and information.
Hi, I'm Daniela Pearson, founder and CEO of The Newsette. To give some context, The Newsette has never taken any VC money, so we grow sustainably using our profits. Q1 was actually very lucrative for us. We had plans of doubling our team. But after we realized that keeping our overhead as low as possible would actually allow us to invest in growth channels, we decided to keep that money in the bank instead of hiring new team members. And thank God we did. By the time COVID-19 disrupted the economy, we had a good amount of money in the bank and very small overhead compared to the revenue we were bringing in. So we were able to cut expenses like tech subscriptions, marketing expenses, so any paid media or social media, my salary, software, etc., and survive without having a massive layoff. Since we weren't able to invest in paid marketing during those months, we had to figure out how to make money while dealing with big ad budget cuts from our regular clients. So that's when we had to get creative. We focus on what made the Newsette successful and unique, and that's our relationship with the incredible female entrepreneurs and leaders that we feature every day, as well as our mission to empower women. So we pivoted to also offer campaign management, including influential women as talent as part of our media package offering, and that's when we made $1.2 million in just 1 month. We were able to offer more than just impressions like our competitors, and we were able to give our clients the value of our female empowering mission to tell a more authentic and cohesive story in the marketplace. The same campaign that helped us get our highest month in revenue to date also gave small woman-owned businesses millions of new eyeballs. So it really came full circle. So in short, by slashing our overhead and obliterating our marketing budget, we had to think of other ways we could provide extra value without increasing our overhead. And that's what led us to one of our newest lucrative packages.
Like I said, same exact lesson, totally different industry. When you're forced to think big and think different, you will discover all sorts of opportunities that you may never have before if you were just focused on the thing that you thought you were supposed to be doing. I love it. Okay, here's another.
Hi, my name is Andy Fornes, and we've all heard that you've got to spend money to make money. But I found out in March of 2020 that you might not need to spend as much as you think. So in March of 2020, my business pretty much shut down for 2-3 months due to the pandemic, and people weren't dating nor spending money on relationship coaching. And so what I did is I cut back everything. I went line item by line item, essentially with all of my help, meaning my support team, meaning my tech platforms like QuickBooks, my CRM, Dubsado, Tailwind, lead pages. And I asked myself, do I need them? And then I said, okay, and if the answer was no, I would get rid of it. If the answer was yes, I would say, how do I know? And can I make this cheaper? And so what we did is my VA and I, we took most of the platforms that I was using and paying, you know, $50 a month or $7 a month or $10 a month. And she was able to create the same experience in platforms that I was already paying for. For example, she took my lead magnets out of lead pages and put them in my website. She took my QuickBooks spreadsheets and she made it into like this huge Excel spreadsheet that works on its own. And so how I gained was I had less to manage and I had more money in my pocket. And so I was super happy. I've totally leaned down and I'm not spending my time in meetings. And like I said, more money for me, less for other people. Thank you so much.
And you know what's crazy? If the pandemic hadn't forced her to do that, to go through that process, she would still be paying for all that stuff that she didn't need, just throwing money out the window because she just thought she had to, because these are services she needed and there was no other way to get them except to continue to spend that money. But what we have found is that when you are forced to cut back, turns out that you're not always cutting back on things that you need. In fact, you're often cutting back on things you didn't need anyway, or you certainly didn't need to spend in the same way. Okay, we've got a few more to share, and they're coming up after this short break. Coming up with a name for your business can be difficult. Finding a matching domain can be even harder. Don't settle for a website name that's kind of close. Show strength and brand continuity with a domain name that is the exact match to your business name. .inc, and that's inc as in I-N-C, .inc offers premium, instantly credible domains built for businesses of all sizes. Startups everywhere are switching to the domain ending that means business. From reset.inc to self.inc, a .inc domain will help put your brand alongside Fortune 500 companies like Facebook, PayPal, and Amazon. .inc is the domain that means business for your business. Establish your online presence by registering your .inc domain today. Visit entrepreneur.inc to learn more. Again, that is entrepreneur.inc. All right, we're back. So let's hear from another entrepreneur who has cut back in a way that led to a great gain.
My name is Marissa Sergi, and I'm the Chief Sales Officer at Luvabella Winery. We have two main business units where in one, we produce fresh winemaking juice from California and distribute it to over 14 states where wineries will then ferment it and produce it for their own retail market. And we also have a retail distribution company where we sell top brands in several big retailers in over 5 states. And this year, we realized that we're growing over 200%, and it's quite difficult to produce over 30 SKUs of wine for the retail market. And we decided to cut back and only focus on our top 10 SKUs that were able to be scalable and profitable long-term for the company. And during the fall season, which we're experiencing right now, we run both of those business units at the same time. And it's very challenging to produce fresh winemaking juice and wine for the retail market at the same time because our employees are switching their focus very often and running around like crazy people because we have to produce a lot of product for many, many companies. So we decided to double down on our top SKUs and really focus on implementing efficiencies, making less mistakes, and of course, producing all of our products on time and in full. And I really think that it's really important to emphasize that less is sometimes more, where since we are really focusing on producing the best quality wines with only less SKUs, allows us to really implement our brands to the larger retailers in a faster and more efficient manner, which allows us to also emphasize quality because we only are focusing on a handful of products. And so far, things are working out really well. And I'm really happy that we transitioned out of our bottom 20 SKUs because I foresee that this decision will build a company that has longevity and will provide more opportunities to grow in the future because we are really focused on executing to the highest level and really implementing what brands are scalable for the future.
That's great. I mean, that's just a solid business decision, whether you're in a pandemic or not. You take a look at your products, you take a look at your SKUs, and you say, what is driving business here and what is actually just dragging us down? This is something that I've heard from entrepreneurs so many times. I mean, you have heard versions of this on the podcast before, where you have to take a cold, hard look at what you're doing and why you're doing it. And that is exactly the kind of thing that the moment that we're in right now is forcing us to do. Totally, totally productive. All right, and here's one more from someone whose story and voice you may recognize because she was on this podcast a few months earlier. She runs a performing arts center in Georgia and then, of course, was trying to figure out how does she continue her business when she cannot have people come in and perform arts?
My name is Leanne Kennedy, and I'm the founder and artistic director of a performing arts school just north of Atlanta called Forsyth Academy of Performing Arts. Our local schools have reopened in person, so we've felt comfortable reopening as well, but we've chosen to do it at a much lower capacity. Enrollment is about 60% of where we were when COVID shut us down and we switched to all online and virtual classes. The thing that we've learned is that the reduced load of students has made everything better for everyone. We've made staffing adjustments and we've also adjusted costs. For instance, because our program is essentially full, our marketing budget is zero. And so those adjustments have allowed us to run the same margins that we were pre-COVID, but with so much less stress. Our clients are happier too. Parents are so thankful for the precautions that we've taken to keep the kids safe. And they're so glad that their kids have a sense of normalcy in all of this. The kids are getting more individualized attention and they're having a blast doing the thing that they love and are passionate about. And our staff is really happy because overall our priorities have just realigned. And so everyone is really in their sweet spot doing what they love. It's just been a huge win for all of us. And we never would have guessed that COVID would bring something so great for our business.
Never would have guessed. Never would have guessed. Of course not. And yet, here we are being forced to make all these changes and discovering that change is not so bad. Actually, can be pretty good. So anyway, those are the stories that I got off of social media. Again, give me a follow for shout outs like this. There will definitely be more in the future. Again, on Instagram, I'm at Hey Pfeiffer, HeyFeiffer. And on LinkedIn, just search my name, Jason Pfeiffer. You can also go to jasonpfeiffer.com, where you'll be prompted to sign up for my newsletter. I also do shout outs on my newsletter. Either way, we will see you right back here on this podcast feed next week.
And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to Problem Solvers wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Monday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And hey, be kind. Pass the show along to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost. And did you solve a problem that would be good for this show? Let me know about it. Visit my website, jasonfeiffer.com, JasonFeiffer.com, where you can find my contact information and all sorts of other valuable info. Problem Solvers is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for all your entrepreneurship needs. And even better, subscribe to our magazine, which is just full of the smartest entrepreneurs solving the toughest problems. My name is Jason Feiffer, the editor-in-chief of Entrepreneur Magazine. Thanks for listening. And hey, let's go solve some problems.